Carl, there's so many talking points that come out of today's game and, of course, the season, but I want to start with Johnny Jackson. The reception he got from the fans today was something else, wasn't it?
We played them off the strike a second half to try and get him the goal. Me and him were laughing, actually, for the last 20 minutes I'm on the pitch, because I've never seen Johnny Jackson run past me, but he's all about being behind the ball and then getting in the box and nicking his goal. When he got in, I was praying it went in. He'd come down his left-hand side and he couldn't wind it up quick enough to try and get something on it. But it was, listen, he still is an amazing captain. He's an amazing person. And hopefully we'll have some news this week in relation to what we're going to do next year. Obviously, there's a lot of stats changing in the staff department. But I think people are starting to see we're starting to build up a little bit of momentum. You're starting to see a little bit more of a style now, a little bit more of a way of playing. And we've rolled our luck sometimes, some poor finishing. So we're a long way off where we want to be. But Jacko's still going to be an integral figure in this football club.
Yeah, I mean, he said in the programme today he's going to be a player coaching role. Yeah. The reception he got, the way he shook hands with everyone, is that the last time we're going to see Jacko?
No, he'll certainly play next year. Yeah. But it's his last game as a player. It's a bit emotional for him when he come off, obviously. He's just an amazing person. And next year, be focused on the coaching and picking the team with me and all the things that... And I don't think you can do that just as a player. He's got to throw himself into it. He wants to manage his football club one day. So for the next 3-4 years, we've got to build something here that allows him to go and do whatever he needs to do with this great club. And I think we're working hard behind the scenes to try and get so many things right. And I think fans can see that we're trying to do things. And... but it's the last game Fisher is a player.
The performance and the win today must have greatly pleased you to end the season like that.
Yeah, listen, I think our performance over recent weeks have been okay. We look a little more, obviously the wins that we've got, you can see a little bit of air of confidence about us. There's two players that we're trying to sign that were sat in the stand today.
Can you tell us who they are?
No, so hopefully they'll be impressed and hopefully we can get some deals done the next 2 weeks.
In a way, it was quite a chaotic game today. We saw a bit of delay for the fans protesting with the balloons and stuff. I mean, there's still a long way to go for the club to win over those protesting fans.
Yeah, listen, and I kind of carried away with that. Everyone has a what they think, and they have their own opinion on that, and they have their own stories on that. And my job is purely and simply football. I'm giving them something to cheer about away from whatever their beliefs are. And today they got behind the team and we needed them. And hopefully they're proud of the team today. And that's an important factor.
But you can't wait to get your teeth stuck into this summer, your business you got planned?
No, let's just see what happens now. Let's just get over today and we'll see where we go from there.
Thanks, Carl.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, Carl.
Perfect. Are you staying around here, Louis?
No, I've got to go back.